The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Don't go to bed. With no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
Where did you find this, Al? Is that the Beretta theme,
That's
man?
Right.
How old were you?
Oh,
how
God.
How old were you? You were like a kid.
70s, so I had to be probably 6, 7 years old.
Yeah, Frankie, yeah. You weren't even born yet, probably, man.
Well, I'm not gonna say.
Look at this. I remember, though, when Robert Blake did Beretta. Oh, my God. Now, I guess I was at a college at the time?
Which was actually based on a cop, I believe, that lived in Clark, New Jersey.
You're right. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure about that. I have to.
And Beretta had Robert Blake had cockatoo always on the show, and he hated the bird. But if you remember, if you're old enough, and I address my boomer brothers and sisters, if you remember Robert Blake on with Johnny Carson, how great that was, because he would always rail against the studio, rail against everything, and it was great, great TV. And then. What happened? Then Robert Blake hosted Saturday Night Live. And I was so excited. It was like one of our, I think the first year, 81 or something. And Robert Blake was the host. I was so, wow, this is great. And then I remember he walked into the office. And Eddie and I were in the office. I was at the typewriter. Yes, typewriter at the time. And we're trying to come up with a sketch. And so Blake kicks the door open. And he goes, yeah, I get it. You guys hunker down here. Write for yourselves so you get out of the air. He goes, hey, write something for me. It was great, you know. But meantime, he went on.
He was funny on Saturday Night Live. I heard he really killed.
He was great. And I'll tell you what, he was a great guy, and it was a lot of fun. And then after all the shenanigans where did he kill his girlfriend, not kill his girlfriend, that Vitello was outside, and that whole thing, it got so bizarre. But he's a free man walking out there. And what was the outcome of all of that, Frank? It just kind of went away, as all murder cases go away in California, apparently, right?
Well, so he was acquitted, and then there was a civil trial. It was similar to O.J. There was a civil trial, and I believe... he was found liable for the death of Marnie Blakely.
Oh.
And that's my understanding. He was assessed a penalty of about $15 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, all I know, he was great on the show and just a great guy there.
Yeah,
so
he
was
really
always shocked.
Killed.
You know, see. I get it now. Oh, there you go. All right.
So, Beretta.
Wait, Frank, I didn't drive that down a second time. I let it go.
I said, get the rim shot ready. Like, I heard the first one.
It was like, exactly. You let it go. Yeah. I'm trying to be appropriate here.
He murdered it on that show. I mean, my goodness. I mean, really. Beretta was a TV series from 1975 to 1978 based on the chameleon-like real-life New Jersey police officer David Toma.
David Toma, who I know, for crying out loud. That's right. Of course it was. I'm embarrassed because Toma's a legendary cop.
Yep.
Legendary cop that helped out, did some magnificent things in the
great
state of New
Jersey.
And
the theme song was done by Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, of course, man. Sammy's a... listen, there we go. Hey, Joe on the radio. So it's all about... and we were joking about it. And I see the phone calls. Wait right there. Don't move. Don't move, Norton. I'm coming out to get you. I see the phone calls, 877-970-2999, on the Balance of Nature phone line. But just on the impeachment thing, I have to tell you what a fiasco it is, what an embarrassment it is. And I want you to know you feel that way. I know. And you're right. Because here the president signs this magnificent part of the new trade deal with China, which was huge. It's such a success. The stock market broke records yesterday, man. at 29,000. Broke records. Everything's going along so well. I can't stay. You ever in life, if I can, you're going and everything's going good, and there's always that negative person that always says something negative, and they always, and you're going like, hey, how are you? I don't know. And Frank, we don't know about that, right?
We know nothing about that.
Can we do that? No, you can't do that. You know, it's like you don't want the negativity. Is that okay? Put the picture out with you, pre-cancer. Is that okay, Al? I put that out. You're gonna have your agent call me.
No, I'm offended. I'm calling HR. I look horrible.
You look great in that picture.
I know. That's pre-cancer. I have a big fat neck. The cancer was growing. We had no idea. You're getting a phone call from my attorneys.
I put a Throwback Thursday picture of us. That is, guys, that's
when I had
six years ago.
I had that rasp, and everybody was calling. You know, he sounds like he's got something wrong. Really? Like, I didn't know. That was the best. I loved when people said that. You know, he sounds like there's something wrong with him. Yeah, thank you.
You notice how we stay on track here on the show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Frank, you see him stay right on track.
On a real curvy, wacky track, yeah.
That is so funny. Poor Al. Poor Al was gasping for air on the air. He was gasping. And he'd be talking like, and people would say, Al, what's wrong with Al? I have cancer. You know? Mm-hmm. We didn't know I had cancer
at the time. That was the thing.
You know what? You're right. We didn't know, man.
No, I went to some ENT at my wife's facility there. And, you know, he told me to stop drinking beer and coffee. Look how that helped.
No, when they gave you steroids initially, what was that for?
Because they thought it was environmental asthma, so they thought the steroids would clear up the issue
in
the lungs, which it did.
Yeah.
But then you can't take steroids.
Well, it's going to mask it, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
You can't take steroids indefinitely. And when 6 hours after the last steroid pill I took, the labored breathing came back in a minute.
This was 6 years ago now?
This was, it'll be 4 years coming up in September that I was diagnosed. So
God bless you. God bless you, man. But so what happened, Frank? Do you remember that? So when did you find out?
In September of 2016.
Right.
Which is when I started my
blood, was it a blood test? I forget. Was it a blood test?
No, I had to go for a CAT scan. The doctor suspected, because the steroids didn't clear the problem up completely.
Right.
I had to go for a CAT scan, and they found out a couple of hours later.
God almighty, what we've been through, man. But Al, I got to tell you something. We bust your chops, and you are such strength you showed. You came into work every single day. You were miserable and very tough to work with, but you came into work every single day.
I did. No eyebrows, no hair.
Remember that?
White as a ghost. I loved when people went, you look great. I mean, that's in a moment when you're suffering from something like that. Yeah. When you tell somebody you look great, you're lying so through your teeth, it's ridiculous. Just say, you're looking okay. You know, like you're fighting it, you're doing it. Not this, you look great, you lost
weight. It's better than going up, because people come up to you if you're exhausted. They say, you're feeling okay?
But if somebody said to me at that moment, you look tired. Yeah, I am. Yeah, you know, it's legitimate.
I know. I went into the boss's office, and we had a great chat. This was the day before yesterday. I was exhausted. And Jerry goes, you look tired. I said, do you read John Bramnick's book? You're not supposed to say that, Jerry. He goes, look, I'm just telling you because I care about you. He says,
he's on the island.
No.
Don't. See, I know where you're going.
I won't.
Don't. But it's on the tip of his tongue. You see, Frank?
I mean, I would like to thank Salem Media for having us on the air, because if we were on SiriusXM, the whole tone of the show would just go right into the gutter. I swear to goodness gracious. I think so. But Al, listen, kudos. God bless you, brother.
I appreciate it.
It is, you're a fighter, and we appreciate it.
Keep posting fat pictures of me. That's all right.
Okay. Should I put a little asterisk when it says Algatulo?
Pre-cancer.
All right,
approved. Not approved by Algatulo. You don't follow me on Twitter anyway, so what difference does it make?
No, I put it out there. I tweeted it, Facebook and Instagram. Yeah. It's all over for Great LA.
Great.
But the point is,
shame me over three social media platforms.
the negativity is like, I don't want to deal with it anymore in life. And then and then when you see everything going well in the country, and it really is, and I see the construction of New York. I can't believe how the city has just exploded. It's been great. And then everybody just the Democrats down there who can't win, who feel they can't win, like John McLaughlin was talking about, that what can we do? Let's impeach him. Let's impeach him. This is great because I know what happens. Nancy Pelosi in her district with the homeless and the mess that beautiful San Francisco is going through right now. I mean, you see it on Tucker's show. My goodness gracious. It's a great city like that. She just neglected that. Adam Schiff neglects California, the homeless in Los Angeles. But they go back there. You've got to impeach the president. And then they go through this. And Frank, you said it so astutely, and it's right. Can you watch Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler one more time? You just can't.
No,
it's like,
I mean, it's it.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Right. Right. Look, because I got to tell you. It's 8:15. Yes, stay with me for a second. So then I'm watching them sign this articles of impeachment, and they're giving the pens away. They're giving the pens away. Like, she's giving the pens like it's a souvenir. But this is very solemn. And then they marched across from the House of Representatives to the Senate, and we had some fun with it. You could check it out at Jersey Joe Piscopo on my Twitter feed or at the Joe Piscopo Show Twitter feed. And we put the Chopin's funeral march. It's hysterical. And you can't stand that negativity, that dragging down. But I tell you, so I'm yelling at the TV as I'm watching this fiasco, yet giving the president credit for the stock market, giving the president credit for this China deal that he said. It's monumental. I'm telling you, it's monumental that you have a president to stand up to China, you know, and the good things that are happening, all the great things that are happening, right? But then as I'm flicking around, I found Greg Gutfeld he's a good guy over at The Five, right? And he broke down in a minute. If I could just have a minute before I go to the phone calls, Frankie, and we could play.
No.
He got so fired up. Greg got so fired up, like you and I did, watching this impeachment thing. I said, I got to play this on the show. So with a thanks to The Five, thanks to Fox News, and thanks to Greg Gutfeld. If you would, Frankie, play Gutfeld on fire yesterday. Hysterical.
I'm trying to control myself from swearing. That was a freaking ceremony. You have ceremonies to award medals. You have ceremonies at weddings and funerals. This was like a baptism at the Adams family. Did you notice? They had a silver platter for the pens. Everybody got a special party favor, a little pen to take home. We are paying for those freaking pens and for that platter. And then you see the media taking pictures of the pens. Oh, look how special the pens are. What you saw with that ceremony, they were spackling a turd with gold paint, right? And we're all suckers. We're all suckers for believing this is serious. We know it's a sham. They say it's historical or it's historic. That's BS, all right? We know this was an emotional tantrum directed at Daddy, who won the election, and they're mad at Daddy. So we have to go through this phony procession. Oh, let's show pictures of the cloakroom. Oh, let's watch them walk down the halls. Ooh, this is breaking news. Let's repeat it 25 times over and over again. Until I want to blow my brains out. Look.
You're going to have a great time the next 2 weeks.
If you're a viewer, okay, and you're watching this coverage, here's four things you got to remember. The media controls the narrative, okay? Look what happened to The Five, right? You know, they put the money in the jukebox. We got to dance. Number two, the Dems in the media have been working on this for 3 years. So this ain't a moral cause. This was a political vocation meant to unseat an election. Number three, they don't hate Trump. They hate you. He's a proxy for you because you voted for him. They think you're a bunch of rubes because you didn't listen to the media. This is their revenge. And last but not least, you got to store all that anger. And when this is over and when they lose, because they will, you got to rub their noses in their loss till the day they retire.
Yeah, Greg Gutfeld from The Five like that. That's well done. Just well done. Right on the money. Right on the money. And he said absolutely everything that we were feeling. And thanks, Mr. Gutfeld, for that. Let me go to Charlie Finch on the phones, 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone. Like, Charlie, can't wait to hear your take on this crazy day today, Professor. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Joe. That pigeon sounds like Adam Schiff.
so funny. It does. Charlie, you can't make it up, brother.
You're darn right. I think the trial's going to go on for 2 months, front and center. We'll, in the coverage on Fox and your show, hopefully, will be your lifelong friend, Judge Andrew Napolitano. The Senate will not call Biden because he was a long-serving senator, and the Senate protects its own. Will the Democrats have the guts to call Mayor Giuliani and President Trump? Remember Johnny Carson's first show, Joe, Who Do You Trust?
Yes.
Trust no one, Mr. President, except for your wonderful counsel who will once again save you, Pat Cipollina, excuse me, and AM970's own Jay Sekulow. Let's get this done. God bless America.
Thank you, indeed, Charlie. You're right. Let me go to Big Julie before we break, guys. Big Julie is back. He's got the pigeon. He's got a pigeon.
Oh no! Today, listen, I put him back in his cage so we can talk. Because Marconi, you know, like I said, he was a Vatican pigeon. But listen, first off, the music that they can march away from is the Daffy Duck Warner Brothers cartoon music, and she was leading the way. So she sounds like Daffy Duck.
That's all, folks. That's all, folks. I got it.
Okay, go ahead. Do it. I'll talk to you. Okay. Goodbye.
All right. Julie, thank you. Thank you. It's hysterical. Let me. You know what? Oh, we got more calls, but we got a break. It's 8:20 right now. We appreciate you checking it. Would you touch a pigeon? Would you touch a pigeon? Debbie Duane, would you go near a pigeon? Don't they have these terrible diseases, huh?
I don't know. You're right. They're kind of like always in the distance. I know.
Remember Mike Tyson, Frankie Five Boroughs? Remember Mike Tyson would have the pigeons on top of the roof, and you'd always see those movies of the pigeons on top of the roof? Unless Julie says he inoculated the pigeon with antibiotics or something. I don't know. I don't want to hear it.
Remember that movie, The Birds?
No.
A long time ago?
Still a great movie, Deb. Still a great movie. Alfred Hitchcock. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
that was great.
It's scary. Yeah.
Hey, John Fonda is going to join us. National Affairs columnist for National Review Online and senior editor at the American Spectator. We're going to talk about the 2020 presidential contest with John Fund coming up. Mm-hmm. Alan Tunnelson as well on the show. Debbie's looking out for you. No pigeons. She's got all the technical gear to check you out for traffic at 8:21 on AM 970. The Answer.
That's for sure, Joan. We've got major problems on the New Jersey Turnpike northbound, getting up toward exit 11. The truck lane's completely closed here, getting up through Woodbridge. It's all due to last night's accident involving a tractor trailer that was carrying propane. Crews are still at the scene. Causing horrendous traffic on the Garden State Parkway and the New Jersey Turnpike, getting up through that Woodbridge area. Let's see what else is happening. Traffic is moving slowly as you take it over to 440 as well. That's affected because of that accident. And we're still seeing these delays right now as you head over to Bensonhurst. 86th Street is blocked by Bay Parkway. It's an accident investigation of a pedestrian accident that happened at 4 this morning, unfortunately. Let's go out to the Throgs Neck Bridge. That's going to be busy into Queens. Clearview south of the LIE. An accident being cleared from that spot as well. And watch out for some stop-and-go traffic as you take it out to the LIEE Service Road, getting out past the Sacticos with an overturned car. Partly cloudy, windy today, high in the upper 40s. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Can you eat solar energy? The sun provides us with the cleanest and most pure form of energy, and plants are able to take the energy and lock it into a chemical bond. That captured energy is clean solar energy. So how can you get that same solar energy inside your body? When you eat fruits and vegetables, you are actually absorbing that same stored solar energy into your system. What's the easiest way to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables? Balance of Nature. By simply removing the water and air, Balance of Nature can take 31 whole fruits and vegetables and put them into quick and easy to eat capsules. With just 3 fruit capsules and 3 veggie capsules, you get the equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. That's a lot of stored energy that your body will love. So if you're looking for an easier way to get clean energy, go to balanceofnature.com and order your bottles of sunshine today.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America, one life at a time.
My husband, he passed away, and I just really started feeling run down, and I thought, I got to go back on Balance of Nature, and it has really helped me. I've really got my energy back.
I'm feeling great. It's a great product. My energy level is up. I have cut back on my blood pressure medicine and on my arthritis medicine, and I'm feeling real, real good. I don't think I'll ever be without it again.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn, 824 on the radio in the morning. Did you go to Avenue R. Nostrand? You have to go to Avenue R. Nostrand because when you go there, you will see Michael's of Brooklyn. They've been there since like 1964. Hello. And now. Which I love telling you this. I tell you with great pride because Michaels of Brooklyn have been with us since day one. Fred and Johnny and Michael and Marianne are there. Enzo, the maitre d' of maitre d's, is out there. And now Michaels of Brooklyn, I'm proud to tell you, is one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. How cool is that? How cool? And it's right there in Brooklyn. And it comes from the family, from the Cacacci family out there. And they make the sauce out there. So when you go online and you get the sauce, the Michaels of Brooklyn sauce online, you go shop online. I go to ShopRite, boom, Michaels of Brooklyn, and they deliver it. You go into your supermarket, you know, wherever you are listening, and we appreciate you listening all around the country, and we know that you do around the world virtually, and how honored we are to have you listen to us around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com, and you hear Michael's of Brooklyn. Look in your supermarket shelves. That's right, because I get messages, I told you, from all around the country, Texas and South Carolina and Little Rock, Arkansas, Nashville, Tennessee. They all are buying Michael's of Brooklyn. Now, if you're living in Connecticut, you hear the voice Episcopo right now, in New York or New Jersey, you got to go to Avenue R. and Nostrand and experience one of the five best Italian restaurants in America, Michael's of Brooklyn. You got to try it. Serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Thursday. It is January 16th already, right? Look at that, 8:26 with Frankie Five Burrows, with Al Gattulo and Piscopo in the morning, and Debbie Duhame are running right through. 10:05, Mike Gallagher on. You don't want to miss Mike Gallagher. It's a crazy morning. It's such a monumental day in Washington. We should be celebrating how we dealt with China. This is great what the president has done. Going up against China like that, it was monumental. It was positive. The economy, the stock market, like, explodes. It's going like, wow, this is great. And then the Democrats, how can we ruin this? This is all they care about. They don't care about what's right or what's wrong. And then for them to question, and forgive me for staying on this, but I just want to make sure that we are all aware of this. For the Democrats to question the Senate for not allowing witnesses, and then you hear it say, what about when Adam Schiff ran that circus during the impeachment process in the House? They wouldn't allow any witnesses in. They wouldn't reveal anything. It was in the bowels, you know, it was in the back rooms of the Capitol that they came up with all this. Like, we're dumb. They think like we're dumb, and we're not dumb. What did John Casal say in the Gov? I'm not dumb like everybody thinks. I'm smart. My goodness gracious, what do they think we are, for crying out loud? You don't have to answer. That's a rhetorical question. And thank you for being the great patriot that you are. And I don't care what party you're affiliated with, you see right through this fiasco. And as good, as shining and wonderful as so many good things that are happening in the country, how can we make this as dark and dank as possible? That's all they care about. They don't care about coming up with a program, an initiative, or anything. And I'm talking about progressive socialists, because there are some good Democrats out there indeed. 8:28 with Joe on the radio. John Fund is national affairs columnist for National Review Online and a senior editor at the American Spectator. John, welcome to the show, my friend. How you doing this morning?
Thanks, Joe. A pleasure.
Well, we appreciate you being here. And before we speak about the presidential campaign and impeachment, I have to ask you about this column you wrote for FoxNews.com a couple weeks ago saying that your New Year's resolution was to remember the good news. Ah, God bless you for that, man. I say it all the time. Tell us why people should keep good news in mind, sir.
Well, remember, 90% of what you see on TV or what you see in the papers is bad news. 90%.
Yep.
And that's because that's what's different. And that's what people are worried about because they're on the look for danger. They're on their look for insecurity, for things that could threaten them. And they take for granted the good things in life. One of the things I wrote in the column was that for the last 10 years, we've lived through the most impressive, progressive, in the best sense of the word, meaning progress,
yep.
and successful decade of human history. Whether it's health care, whether it's people coming out of poverty around the world, whether it's technological innovation, these are the best of times. Not the best of times that could be, but the best of times that human beings have ever had.
Yeah, well said, John Fund. God bless you for saying that. I just went on a rant because it's going so well. I don't want to say it. I don't want to jinx it. But with China, the stock market, everything's going so well. And then they got to say, how can we make it as dank and dour and depressing as possible? And they do the walk from the House of Representatives to the Senate. And it was comical. Did it not look comical to you, John Fund?
Well, just remember, to get political power, people are willing to do anything, including act like mourners at a funeral.
Yeah, it's what it was. Hey, John, so where do you think things are headed with the impeachment? Will there be a trial? Will Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell, will they just kind of rush this through? What are your feelings, John?
Well, I think if it were a Broadway show, it would already have closed. And...
right on the money, that's, brother.
There's no possible ratings out of this thing. Everybody knows what the ending is going to be. It's like watching a murder mystery where you already have the guy with the knife caught. And whether or not he sliced himself or whether or not he sliced someone else is a separate issue. And with impeachment, the Republicans have a great line. You want witnesses? Fine. We'll give you John Bolton. You give us Hunter Biden. You want Rudy Giuliani? We'll take Joe Biden. And you quiz them, and we'll quiz the Bidens, and maybe Biden will actually answer some questions about how the world this all started.
Yeah, it's so true, and I wonder that if they're pushing this, the Democrats are pushing this to give Biden headway in this Democratic race. I mean, you heard about that just because the senators who are running for president, like Elizabeth Warren or like Bernie Sanders, they're gonna have to be there. Are they? Maybe the Democrats are doing this just to give Biden a head start, more than a head start, and take this home.
Well, that's not really the case, because if you had a charter jet, and because of the time zone difference between here and Iowa, you could fly out and do an evening rally in Iowa. In addition, at this point in the race, it's not personal appearances that matter to people. It's get out the vote. Almost everyone in Iowa who's ever wanted to meet one of these candidates has been able to do so at a diner. The real issue here is I think that the Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer decided they know what drives Donald Trump crazy, and they thought that by having impeached him, they would psychologically drive him over the edge. I think the opposite has happened.
Yeah,
I think
right.
They have Trump derangement syndrome. And, you know, the evidence to that is this. You know, there's a new book out by two Washington Post reporters, and they quote Anthony Scaramucci, who was Trump's communications advisor. And Scaramucci is sitting in the White House with Trump, and he says he's looking at Trump's bizarre behavior and his, you know, rantings and ravings, and he says to Trump, "Are you an act?" And Trump looks at him like he's stupid and says, "I'm a total act. Why can't anyone ever figure that out? They take me seriously." And you know, having been in show business, Joe, when you're on, people take you seriously if you're good at it.
Yeah.
And they don't get the joke. The thing that the Democrats have never been able to figure out is they take Trump too seriously. He lives rent-free in their heads. They obsess about him, and it's all an act to Trump.
Well, to your point, he is a step ahead of everybody else, and I haven't figured that. I can figure pretty much everything about him because I've known and been around, not in the inner circle, but I've known the citizen Trump for many, many years. He is always 3, 4, 5 steps ahead of you. He just has that instinct, and it's a gift. And he does. He plays them. They think they're playing him, and he's not. And I saw him recently, a few weeks ago, at the White House. We had an Italian American event. John, he was kind enough to pay tribute to the Italian Americans and actually acknowledge Columbus Day. Thank you very much. But I'm looking at him, and I was very, very close. Not even breathing heavy. He lives for this. And they don't understand. They think you're absolutely right to your point. They think they're going to tear him down. It just makes him stronger. Hey, John Fund, I got to ask you about this exchange with Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. We were talking about it earlier. Who do you think got the better of that exchange? And did you hear that hot mic moment where Warren and Bernie Sanders look to really be at each other's throats these days? Yes.
You know, it's ironic because normally the Democrats are so good at keeping their disagreements to themselves.
Right, right.
That this is one of those rare moments where you see the claws come out. I think, frankly, they're both lying. I don't believe for a moment that Bernie Sanders said to Elizabeth Warren, I don't think a woman could ever get elected president. Neither do I think that Bernie Sanders said nothing. I think what he probably said is, they can't elect a woman president named Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah. Mike, I tell you, where does it go from here? Does it hurt them? I mean, are they trying to shut Bernie down? What's the inside line on this, do you think, John?
The inside line is that there's only room on the left side of the Democratic presidential race for one real left winger. And it's going to be either Bernie or Elizabeth. And they're going to scratch each other's eyes out until it's one left standing. And that's the only real significance of this. There's only one left winger who can go one-on-one with Joe Biden, and that'll be a close race. But first they have to decide which one of them it is.
Yeah, John Fund, national affairs columnist for National Review Online and senior editor at the American Spectator. Before we let you go, John, I got to ask you, you've written about, and I want to talk about your book and everything, but we're always on this darn clock on the radio. I apologize for that. You must come back if you would. But you wrote about voter fraud. You wrote about voter fraud more than anyone. Set us straight, please, John. Does voter fraud exist, and what role will it play in 2020?
Well, because the votes are cast in secret, and because once the ballot is put in the box, you can never figure out who it belongs to. We will never know how much voter fraud there is. We can figure out that there's lots of walking around money in New Jersey. I live in Hoboken, and I can assure you people have been convicted of voter fraud in Hoboken. I've even attended one trial there. And Joe, you're from New Jersey.
Yep.
Voter fraud in New Jersey, perfect together.
Yeah. It still exists. You're telling me it still exists, right?
Still more than ever. Look,
oh, man.
Look, with absentee ballots increasing, absentee ballots are an easy way to vote for somebody else.
Yeah.
Because remember, voter fraud can take many different forms. An absentee ballot arrives, a spouse tells the other spouse how to vote, the union boss tells the worker how to vote, the employer tells the worker how to vote. Anytime you take the ballot outside of the polling place, you're going to have potential for intimidation and fraud. And it's obvious that we need some absentee ballots, but right now we're moving to a point where everybody votes before the election, and election day becomes election month.
Amazing. John Fund, appreciate it, man. You got to come back, brother. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. No, thank you. National affairs columnist for National Review Online and senior editor at the American Spectator. Piscopo in the morning. It's 8:37. Here we go to Al Gattulo with the headline news, live and local, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
47 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A major renovation of New York City's Rockefeller Center could be in the works after a redesign proposal was filed with officials. The plans closely resemble the plaza's original look, as the architect's proposal included images from 1934. A major component would be overhauling the sunken area of the plaza where the ice rink sits during winter months. Included is a grand staircase for summertime access, as well as additional garden space with added plants and trees. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams is out fundraising the pack of presumed mayoral candidates hoping to win the mayor's race in 2021. Former NYPD cop has raised over $3 million over the past 2 years. City Comptroller Scott Stringer comes in second, having taken in more than $2 million in political contributions. City Council Speaker Corey Johnson, who is only accepting donations of less than $250, has raised about $700,000 so far. In sports, the Nets outscored by 15 in the fourth quarter, lost 117-106 to the 76ers. In college hoops, Syracuse beat Boston College 76-50. 18th-ranked Seton Hall with the upset win over number 5 Butler 78-70, while St. John's fell 63-58 at Providence. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al, in New Jersey. The northbound New Jersey Turnpike truck lanes reopened by exit 11 after last night's accident involving an overturned tractor trailer that was carrying propane. But delays are extensive. They go back down toward Cranberry. A lot of volume Garden State Parkway North getting up toward that merge with the New Jersey Turnpike as well. Let's see what else is happening out here this morning. Traffic is still moving pretty slowly as you take a ride over to the Hudson River crossings. We're still seeing a delay here over at the inbound side of the Holland Tunnel of at least 30 minutes. Lincoln 15, GWB, though, is moving along okay. No problems to report there. 86th Street is still blocked by Bay Parkway over in the Bensonhurst area of Brooklyn. It's all due to that pedestrian accident that happened around 4 this morning. The investigation continues. Southbound side of the Clearview at the LIE, it's an accident over there as well. And the LIE service road westbound slowing down out through Huntington Station with an accident being cleared. Partly cloudy today, windy, high in the upper 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer. Take AM 970, The Answer, anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Good morning, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. How are you this morning, darling? You doing all right? Can I tell you about Route 22 Toyota? I tell you about Route 22 Toyota, and I love Route 22 Toyota. I love Iggy Giuffre. He's like the boss at Route 22 Toyota. Hey, the boss, he's the nice guy, and he heads Route 22 Toyota, and Carmelo is there, and then Chris and Johnny as well. What a family. What a beautiful family, I'm telling you. And when you go to Route 22 Toyota, what do they treat you like? family. I'm telling you, they did it to Frankie, Mike Gallagher, when my sister Carol. I keep telling you about my sister Carol. What was cool about it, Carol kind of went down to Route 22 Toyota. She needed a new car. And then she texts me. She doesn't even ask. Like, Joe, I didn't want to bother you, you know. So she texts me while she's down there. Made a great deal with Route 22 Toyota, Joe. Thank you. See, I'm telling you, same thing happened to you. That was so nice, and I appreciate that. And then when I needed a car from Mikey, I didn't know where to go. Where to go? I want a good deal. Where am I going to go? And what kind of car Mikey wanted? And I called Route 22 Toyota. I called Iggy. They set me up. I'm telling you, this is, you will love Route 22 Toyota. And now this to get you down to Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, which is very, very convenient to get to. If you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, 844, I'll give you that extra minute because I am Joey Generosity. How are you? That's me, Joey Generosity. I'll give you an extra 5 minutes. I'll give you the 850, all right? It's 844 right now. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get absolutely free a multi-point inspection oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. And you know you want to do it, and you know you're not going to do it. So if you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter at Route 22 Toyota. Now, all European models are excluded, but you'll check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. They're that brand spanking new showroom, largest. I'm a car geek. I'm a Jersey guy car geek. Guilty as charged. You go into the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. You're going to love it. All new. It's customer lounge, all new. And then, again, you'll see the family there at Route 22 Toyota. So give a call if you can, okay? 855-621-9949. First five callers. Next 5 minutes. Come on. This is the morning. You get your free multi-point inspection. You get your free oil change. And you get your free filter from me, Joey Generosity, and Route 22 Toyota. And you know what? You will not have to deal with dummies at Route 22 Toyota, located on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Yeah, that's good. That's good, man. I love it. Should we do another video of that poor Carol? We're going to put her to work this morning.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious.
You know what? That's hysterical. Can Kara do one of those? Frankie, could you get that? Oh, gosh. So what we did was I saw the march, and it just... I cannot verbalize, and I apologize for that. I'm trying to verbalize on the radio as exact as I can how ridiculous this impeachment thing is. It's so dumb. It's so, and you could say it's a hoax, but it's scary. Now, don't get me wrong, that these progressive socialists, these wackos down there on the left, and they're not all like that. They're not all like that, but they're kind of wacky, and they come up with impeachment. The fact that they can do it is scary. It's scary. They have nothing. They have no initiative, no platform. They don't want to help you or I. They don't want to help the people at the border. They don't want to help anybody. They just want to take down the president of the United States. So they start this impeachment thing, and then I'm watching it yesterday, and I'm watching them walk, and the press is all over it. And then the mainstream media is going, they're very solemn. This is a historic moment. They kept using the word historic, yeah, for stupidity, for the absolute imbecilic way that they're behaving. So I said, wait, this is funny. You need some music to this, because they were just quiet. All you heard were the clicks of the cameras, you know, of the press. And they're walking. It's Nadler. It's Schiff. And like Frankie said, you watch Nadler and Schiff. They have no credibility. Forgive me. I'm not making fun. I'm just saying how dumb they think we are, and I'm offended at what they're doing with this impeachment situation. So then we put in Chopin's funeral march, which I said is great. But that's, you are so funny on Twitter. Thank you, at Jersey Joe Piscopo. Or the show has its own, we just started the Joe Piscopo Show, at Joe Piscopo Show. And somebody said, put the Addams Family. That's funny. That is funny. So maybe we'll add that, just have some fun. Trying to have some fun. Like John Fun said, you just got to have a little bit of fun, and you got to stay positive. There's so many good things happening. The stock market yesterday, you know? I mean, my goodness gracious, breaking records. And the president, and like the New York Post today had a, it had the picture of the president signing this historic new trade deal with China. And then it has, you know, Pelosi and the shenanigans, you know, from the Democrats on the other side. And you know what, though? It's not the Democrats. Trust me. If a Democrat gets to be president, the Republicans are going to do the same thing. Because they don't have real jobs like you and I. They don't have a life like you and I. It's like all about gamesmanship down there. It has nothing to do with helping you and I. And I'm telling you, that's why I think someday, and I don't know how to do it. I always talked about direct democracy, where you could just, and you can't do it because of the hack situation, but I'd love to be able to get on the phone and be able to register a vote, to vote for an amendment, and make it like a something that's digital, but yet digitally. And we talked about it before. So if you have to vote, do another, you will not need any representation down there, because right now we have taxation without representation. You've got people that are running, that are in political office right now. All they are only there for their power and their control, and it's off our dime. How do you change that? Well, you get rid of them. How do you get rid of them? Then how do you vote for certain things? There's got to be, I don't know, you may have to change it, but right now it's just plain not working, because Washington has become a political, when you say swamp, it's worse than that. It's a circus now. And then we vote for a guy, and this is not a pro-Donald Trump statement. It's just that we voted for just somebody that would rip it up, you know, down there. And the president does. Look what happens. Thinking, oh, now we're going to impeach you. It had nothing to do with anything that he did. And they're just going after him just because it's a political takedown. And it's very, very unfortunate, because you and I got to sit through this fiasco, this circus. But we will prevail. You know we're going to prevail. I'm confident of that. And I will stay positive in that regard. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:50. Debbie, how are you doing this morning? How are you?
I love that music with the Addams Family. What a great idea.
Somebody said, I wish I could. I don't see it. I got to credit who wrote. Somebody on Twitter did it. It was hysterical.
That's a great idea. I love it.
Oh, we love it. Debbie, into our 7th year, I'm looking at a picture that is virtually 6 years ago. I think we look the same.
Happy anniversary, Joe.
Yeah, happy anniversary, darling.
Happy anniversary.
It's the only anniversary. Listen, it's the only anniversary you and I are going to be able to celebrate.
Don't get the 7-year itch now. Don't get rid of me, okay? Come on now.
No, I'm here. I'm here. I'm locked. I'm locked in, girl. You know
good.
That.
Thank you.
Debbie's out there looking out for you, as she always does every morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe, the northbound New Jersey Turnpike still heavy in the truck lanes, getting up toward the area of exit 11 and in through 12. Again, that accident from last night was finally clear, but traffic is horrendous on the parkway, the Turnpike, 440. That whole area is just really a mess. Let's see what's happening as you head to the Hudson River crossings. Inbound GWB looks okay. Lincoln 15, Holland about 25. It's busy now with the Verrazano Bridge. Verrazano Bridge on the upper level. Getting into Brooklyn, it looks like two lanes blocked with an accident over there, causing quite a delay. Northbound Van Wyck into Hillside Ave, a stalled vehicle just being cleared. And it's kind of busy for you on the southbound Clearview by the LIE with a collision. And prepare for some stop-and-go traffic on Sunrise Highway westbound. Getting out past the Seaford Oyster Bay, it looks like an accident in the process of being cleared. 84 East at the Taconic. A bad accident there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dan Proft is trying to figure out the left.
Remarkable to me what the left's position is. If President Trump is trying to negotiate with bad actors and rogue states, then he's serving as their Manchurian candidate. And if he's taking a hard line with the lead state sponsor of terror the world over, then he's making the world a more dangerous place. Then he's being reckless, sounding the drums of war.
The Dan Proft Show, weeknights at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM 970.
This
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 9696. That's promo code 9696 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
Cancer treatment with possibly a second chance for you even if chemo, radiation, or surgery didn't work? Meet New York's only Harvard-trained, triple-board-certified radiation oncologist. It's the Radio Surgery Show with Dr. Gil Lederman. Sunday nights from 7 to 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? You could be losing sales by the second. Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. A full-service digital agency, providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Contact Salem Surround.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Retro Fitness. I'm so excited to tell you about Retro Fitness. I'm a bit of a gym rat, you know, and I found Retro Fitness through my business partner, Stacy. You know, she's great. She's the brains in the outfit. I got a full disclosure, right? But I know about gyms, and I know what's great about gyms. And I'm telling you, we have, if I can tell you, the best gym in Flemington, New Jersey. It's the Retro Fitness in Flemington. We invite you to go down. You can call Stacy down there, by the way. We keep it very personable. We have a lot of big guys down there ripped up, man. Some guys are so jacked down there at the gym. And then a lot of law enforcement comes down there, you know. The state troopers come down there. We love it. 908-238-3695. But also a lot of women and a lot of guys my age who go in there, baby boomers go in, and they're in great shape. We invite you to really just kind of redo your life with Retro Fitness. Retro Fitness. Now, Retro, what we call corporate, you know, the folks that came up with this idea are from, it's a corporate idea. I wish I could take credit for this, because this is the best marketing idea that I have heard ever. It's buy one, give one. Not buy one, get one. It's buy one, give one. You can give away a membership to absolutely anyone you want. How cool is this? Retro created this offer with no gimmicks, no strings attached. The offer is exactly what it says it is. You buy an annual membership, right? And you give a one-year membership away for free. Are you kidding me? This is perfect. The free member doesn't pay a cent for 12 months, and you can use any Retro Fitness around the country at any time, anywhere. Of course, we'd love to see you at our gym in Flemington, New Jersey. Stacy is standing by for you as I speak. 908-238-3695, or go please to retrofitness.com. Check out this buy one, give one, retrofitness.com, and check out, please, Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 and AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Hey, Joe Lumberg, how we doing this morning? Looks kind of weird out there, getting cold now, Joey, huh?
It's going to start to very, very shortly. The front's basically going through right now, and from this point forward, temperature's probably not going to get much higher. Around 50, the sprinkle now, and then after that, the temperature's going to slowly fall as that wind gusts to 40 and 50 miles an hour the rest of the day.
Wow. You know that big storm I've been seeing on the news? They always talk about the big storm coming across America, and our hearts go out to all those folks getting caught up in that down south and down the Midwest. Is that going to hit us, you're telling me, by the weekend?
Yes. Yes, it is, but it's not going to be a big storm for us, but it's going to affect us. Looks like the weather goes downhill Saturday, starts out as some snow across the area, and then toward evening it goes over to rain in the city and along the coast. That changeover is delayed until the overnight hours inland, and it could be some sleet and freezing rain in those places. 1 to 3 inches north and west of the city before the changeover, maybe 3 to 6 inches way up to the north, and in the city probably a coating to an inch, then it goes over to some rain.
All right, Joe, you going out on a bike today, man?
It's a little windy for that. I think I'm going to stay inside and run on the treadmill and maybe go on the spin bike or something like that.
You're unbelievable. Joe Lubber.
I don't want to get blown sideways.
You're unbelievable. You really, your stamina's great. Joe, we love you. You're an inspiration to us, Joe Lundberg. Thank you, my friend. And God bless you, brother. He's a good daddy, man. He gets out there on that bike. He is an inspiration. And Al and I are trying to struggle in the gym, man. But I'll tell you, yep, got to go to Retro Fitness. That's what you got to do, Al. We got to get you down to our gym down there. We'd love to have you down there. A guest appearance by Al Gattulo. You can sign autographs. This is great,
no,
Al.
No,
come
no,
on. This is no. Oh, this is great. I'm telling you. The draw would be by the thousands, Frank. Don't you think so?
Tens of people, man.
tens of people. It's Piscopo, Gattulo, and Murano, and Debbie Duhaime on AM 970 The Answer. Alan Tunnelson coming up. Stay tuned.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
48 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. All over the tri-state, we're in store for windy weather today. As Joe Lundberg was just mentioning, wind gusts of up to 50 miles per hour possible may lead to power outages. The National Weather Service issuing a wind advisory. It's in effect right now until 7 p.m. High temperatures right now in the upper 40s, but the cold air will be moving in later today. The wrestling world is mourning the loss of Rocky Soulman Johnson. The WWE announced Wednesday the Hall of Famer and father of Dwayne The Rock Johnson passed away at the age of 75. No cause of death was released. Johnson, whose real name was Wade Bowles, started his wrestling career in the 60s, entertained fans until his retirement in 1991. The Rock inducted his dad into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2008. In sports, Nets lost to the 76ers.